Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show Lady Boss knows what women want: to be free to speak their voice, to live in financial freedom, and build businesses that radiate wealth, leaving legacies we can be proud of. Every Friday, we bring you Lady Boss entrepreneurs that are changing the world. Joan Sharp, changing the conversation from money to vision. See you Friday.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm so excited. I can barely stand it. The show that we have for you today, I am like getting ready to take off on a rocket ship. That's what it feels like. Thank God I'm grounded. Let me tell you what we have for you today. You were born for these times. You were born to shine. And now is the time to stand out. Don't wait. Be your own superhero. Be true to what calls you and risk everything to fulfill it. I'm Cornelia Stephanie, and with me today, I have my beautiful co-host, Susan Axelrod, superhero herself. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I feel the same. I've got my cape at the ready right here. I'm sure that it will show itself, and I'm grateful and excited to be here.
Yes, I'm so glad that we're doing this, but let me tell the audience a little bit about you. You have 30 years of experience in working with individuals who care about the world. You're an intuitive strategist. You help people feel good about themselves. You create purposeful connections in areas of deep abiding interest. Susan helps clients get conscious, get clear, and confident for people to live on purpose and leave their legacies fulfilled. That's what you're here to do. Confidence coach, Susan Axelrod. I'm so honored and delighted that you said yes when I asked you to come on today.
Cornelia, you ask me, I say yes.
Oh, that's so awesome. Look, I put my leather jacket on because, you know, we're talking about being superheroes, right? And during a time right now where there's so much fear present, there's so much negativity, there's so many different challenges that we're all facing because we're living in these uncertain times. And that's why, you know, I have so much respect for you, Susan, that I couldn't think of anyone better to come on today to talk about how to stand in your voice and speak your truth, and because you're that example. You're that example. On any given day, you are on Facebook Live and you're always role modeling how to step into your voice and sharing so graciously your wisdom and your content. And so I wanted to have you come on today to talk about what's important to you right now and what is it that you want to say to the world.
Yeah, first of all, thank you. I'm grateful to know you. It's been, I don't even know, it feels like it's been a long time. It really hasn't been that long when you think about how our partnership has developed. I'm grateful to be here on your Lady Boss platform. I love how you help women just through the words themselves think about themselves as a lady boss in a good way, in the best way, in the most important way. It is for us to find our own voice. And when we talk about the superhero in you, this is what I mean. We live our lives looking out externally everywhere, usually through media, but sometimes it's even at home. It's even to our parents or the teachers or the people around us who are up on those pedestals, right? They're in the position of power over us. That's okay. And we grow in that paradigm. At some point, hopefully working with coaches like you or like me, it's important for women in particular, but all people as well, to understand what their voice is. When I say be your own superhero, and that's not my tagline per se, it's just come up from that funny picture that you saw that I posted of me in front of a beautiful sunset with my arms back because my friend said, put your arms back like a superhero. And I wrote the caption, sometimes you just have to be your own superhero. And what I mean by that is really truly looking for and finding the voice within your voice, your authentic voice, your power voice, and that comes from your soul. And that's what we're talking about today. To be the superhero yourself is to not look around at everyone else whom you think is really better than you or lighter than you or more famous than you or more important than you, but to really go in and find that strength in yourself. Are we on target, Cornelia?
We are totally on target. It's exactly what to do, because if you're always seeking for the approval or the validation from the outside world, from someone to approve, like, you know, giving you what it is that you need, whether it's in your business or whether it's in your relationships with your partnership or your marriage or your friendships, if you're always looking from the other for them to approve, it's always going to leave you feeling not met, because, right, the key is to find it within, right, Susan?
Yeah, 100%. 100%. I want to say that I created a meme. People know I'm famous for the memes that I create. Usually I use my own photography, I use my own words, but this time I created something that I want to show you. I saw these words somewhere else, and I found this picture on the design app called Canva, and I created this. All right, now I'm going to hold it up and see if you can see it. Can you see what it says?
It says, I'm a girl, what's your
superpower? I'm a girl, what's your superpower? And it's a picture of a girl with a cape and superhero goggles. And the reason I put this together and I created these t-shirts, I've been wearing this sweatshirt all week, is that as girls, Cornelia, we often feel the superhero in us. We have a stance like this. Little girl, exactly. Little girls are like this. Little girls have this on, and they are superheroes, right? This is my cape. I have a superhero cape. It's orange, my favorite color.
Yeah.
My best friend made it for me. And then what happens as we grow older, as women, we begin to lose that voice. Society comes in, societal expectations come in, media comes at us, and you begin to lose the superhero in you. And Cornelia, as an empowerment coach, as a sovereign coach, and for me, as a confidence coach, we work with people to help find that space that's deep within them. That's what we're talking about today. We are so glad that you are here with us today, listening or perhaps listening to the archived podcast. We're so happy you're here.
Yes, I love your cape. I didn't know you would be bringing something, but I came prepared too. And these are my pants. These are my pants. And, you know, of course I would have worn them, but I wouldn't have been able to show you like this, right? Because these are my...
You have leggings? They're leggings?
They're leggings, yeah.
You have Wonder Woman leggings? That's awesome.
Aren't those cool?
Fantastic.
And absolutely. So, yeah, I wanted to put them on, but, you know, we have our pajama pants on, and then we have our...
Right, exactly.
Right? And so I thought I would show them. But because, you know, really now is the time for us ladies to really step into our superpower. And let's talk about it a little bit, Susan. Like... what are some of the superpower qualities, gifts? Like, what's your superpower?
Well, my superpower is really, in the end, my own confidence. Now, I'm aware that I feel that my confidence is not stems from, but based in my privilege. I'm very uber aware of growing up in a healthy-ish family, in a healthy environment where I had, you know, shelter, room and board, loving family, etc. But I do believe that this is one of my innate characteristics that has been showing itself since I was a young child. So for me, confidence comes forth mostly through my authentic voice. And so for you, to the listeners today, one of the biggest powers that everyone has in them is their voice. Now, Cornelia, I want to say that I could feel, like I could hear the energy, I could feel the energy that some people might be shrinking in like this and thinking to themselves, well, I don't have voice. And we are here today to encourage you to look within and see if you can find your voice. So your voice is one superpower that every human actually has. At this season in this year, we are also talking about the vote. One of the things I wanted to get in today in this very special year is that your vote is also a superpower that many people fought for. And that is one of the things that I have been talking about this year, and it's one of the, just one area that we wanted to share with you today. That is a true superpower. Cornelia?
Yes, I love that. I love that you brought it up about the voting and how important it is to, you know, bring your voice to it and how much it matters, how much you matter. I remember a time when I could not stand my voice. I remember that time where I couldn't stand how I sounded. I couldn't stand how I was talking. You know, I couldn't stand to hear my voice. And it was interesting because that is when it was shown to me that, because it was shown to me by another person who I love and adore, mm-hmm. and that person all of a sudden was that mirror to me where I couldn't stand their voice. And so that's how I found out that it's my voice I can't stand, because it wasn't them, it was me. And so it was really a beautiful mirror for me to sit down and bring my love and approval and acceptance to my voice and do my whole Ho'oponopono forgiveness work of even having these, feelings that my voice, that I didn't like my voice, or I didn't like how I sounded. And so then I brought my love to it. And then I would take positive actions like doing recordings, doing retreats, standing up with the mic, talking out loud.
Faced it.
Yes. And this is how I began to really love my voice and love hearing myself, you know, in communication and bringing love to that place. And so for those ladies, when you're talking about the ones that are doing like this, right, really take a look at that. And if it's up for you right now, this really is the time for you to release it, for you to heal it, and for you to let go.
It's true. You're talking about really two things here. You're talking about, it sounds to me like you're actually, I think you were talking about your physical voice in part. And so you faced it. And then what happened was you started hearing your physical voice, but in your facing the fact that you didn't like your voice, you also started speaking. And one of the things that possibly or probably happened was that in your speaking, using your voice to get it, your ear more familiar with it, you started speaking your truth. That's really that voice within. And let me tell you, that truth is hard. You want to talk about superpowers? Excavating down to find that truth, to really hear that truth, is so important. And that does take superpower. And so in your facing something that I'm hearing you say was difficult for you, your voice, you literally also allowed your truth to come up. And that's the voice that I'm talking about as well.
Yeah. So what's really interesting, because you're reminding everyone to make their voice count by voting.
Yes.
And so, you know, I came to this country back in, 1978. And so I was not a United States citizen. I became a citizen in 2007. And the reason I became a citizen in 2007 is because I wanted to vote. I wanted to make my vote count. And that is why I became a United States citizen, so that I can vote and be a part of that, because that was really important. So now you're talking about getting everybody to own their voice, to make their voice count, to step up and vote, right?
Absolutely. This is the time for you to be heard. And in this way, I want to encourage the external to support you, to motivate you, to inspire you. Instead of, usually I'm saying, oh, don't go external, be internal. No, in this way, as I just heard you say, that you wanted your voice to be heard. You wanted your vote to count. And that was from external forces coming at you. And that's where we are today. No matter when you're listening to this, whether or not we're in an election year, or you may be listening to this as an archive video or audio, this is what we're talking about with you today.
Yeah. Now, the other thing that I want to bring attention to is you are doing these accountability groups. And I want you to talk a little bit about it. And then also, David has a graphic that we want to show on the screen. That David, you can show this. But let Susan first share a little bit about the accountability group that she's talking about. And then I want to add my testimonial to it, because I'm part of that group.
Yes.
And so Susan, talk to us about your group.
So thank you. I work with women personally as a confidence coach, and I work with women as a business development skills coach. 2 months ago, I brought together a group of women like Cornelia and myself who work independently. They really have struck out on their own. When you're working on your own, you lose that team. You also lose the supervisor, and you lose people around you where you have built in accountability. So I pulled together this group of business women, and we have a weekly business accountability meeting. We meet for 2 hours, and those who show up have progressed so nicely in their endeavors. So I have learned from being a part of this. The first hour we do round robin business accountability. And in that business accountability is the superhero, Cornelia. I really want to make that connection, because it takes a lot to show up for yourself and for others in accountability, especially for all the more and more people who are working on their own now. And so I decided that I was going to launch a group starting January 2021 for a fee this time, where we are going to spend the entire first quarter meeting weekly in business accountability. Every week you bring your tasks, and the next week you report out, you pick something else. And then in the second hour, we do masterminding. We do brainstorming, case studies, and sharing and supporting each other. I mean, honestly, Cornelia, it has been fun, hasn't it?
Yes, it's amazing. And here's the reason why I recommend all the ladies that feel called to come to this group to come. And of course, you know, I'm going to be talking to several ladies and inviting them personally into this group. And here's the reason why. As entrepreneurs, you know, we don't have that, like you said, that team and the connection. And to be able to, you know, voice against, you know, share what it is that you're doing in your business, what it is that you're excited about, and maybe even what some of your challenges are, but then what you're going to create that week and what you're going to do. And really, if you don't have the group and you're by yourself, you really don't have to show up. You really can sabotage, and you don't have to show up, and you don't have to do that job, because nobody's there to be accountable to. And so this group, it's a superpower group, because, you know, you're able to say, I'm going to work on these things this week in my business, and then I'm going to come back and report it. And it's really awesome how much work you're getting done, how much support you're getting, not only from you, Susan, but all the other ladies in the group, and some of the challenges that were there, and all of a sudden solutions come, connections are made. And it's just a fantastic group. And that's why personally, I'm going to join again in January when you're offering this group again, because the one we have now is closing at the end of December. And then you're going to start a new one. But yes. David, you can show that graphic that we sent over for the audience to take a look at. And I really highly recommend it, ladies. If you are tired of being by yourself and you really don't have the support and the structure to, you know, get things going and get things started, this group will move mountains for you because you're going to do it and you're going to have somebody hold you accountable to it.
Thank you so much, Cornelia. You know, honestly, as you're talking, Cornelia is the celebrity in our group and you give so generously. Yes, yes, you are. Own that superpower, really, honestly. And but also while you're there, you just give so generously to others. And there's another thing that happens in this group. Talk about being your own superhero. When you show up for yourself, you also sometimes need to face feedback. It's happened with me, it's happened with you, it's happened with several people in the group where other people are like, hey, hold on a second there. I'm not sure that's the best way to do it. I'm not sure that's the best thing. As a superhero, you have that coat of armor that supports you, that allows you to accept positive, constructive feedback in this safe space. This is what I love about this, Cornelia. As businesswomen, we're also competitors. You're a coach and I'm a coach. I mean, honestly, we're competitors. And yet here we are coming together, collaborating, sharing ideas, exchanging opportunities and partnering. And like you said, several people in the group have already started, you know, giving business and getting business. So
tell the audience, Susan, how they can find out more about the group and also connect with you personally so that they know how to connect with you about this, because it's a powerful way to begin 2021. I'm here to tell you, it is, you're going to have the resources and the support you need, and 2021 is accelerating pretty quickly already because we've already got the foundation. How can they get into contact with you, Susan? And then we have to wrap it up because we're almost out of time.
Good. Okay. So find me on Facebook. My Facebook page is this, What Will Your Legacy Be? And I am there every day. I go live daily at 5 p.m. Eastern, live at 5 with Susan Axelrod. And that's the best place to find me. You can friend me. You can message me. My website is the same name, whatwillyourlegacybe.com. And if you contact me through my website, you'll hear back from me very, very quickly. So thank you, Cornelia.
Thank you, superhero Susan. You definitely are a superhero to all of us. Thank you for coming on today. Ladies, it's time. We'll see you again next time. Thank you for listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Stay tuned to the next show. I'm with Amelia, Super Happiness Guru. We'll be right back. Thanks, everybody.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Lady Boss. Women inspiring women, featuring leading edge entrepreneurs who are putting the focus on empathic leadership in today's modern day world. Text the word Cornelia to the number 22828 and receive her weekly newsletters. For more information on Cornelia Stephanie and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.